Summer is approaching, and that means it'll soon be peak moving season for thousands of military families. For the average military family, a permanent change in station, or PCS, occurs every 2 to 3 years, and that's 2.5 times more frequently than civilian families. Maggie Hahn is the Military Affairs Relationship Director for the United States Automobile Association's Military Advocacy Group. She joins me now with advice for military families headed to a new home. Maggie, good morning. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you have yourself, as a military family member, moved a half a dozen times in, among 9 deployments. What's it like, all those moves? I don't think most people in their lifetime move that many times.
You know, at first it seems a little bit overwhelming, but by the first or the second move, you get a little bit more leverage under your wings, and then by the time you're on your fifth or sixth, it seems like old hat, but there are some strategies you want to follow along the way just to make sure that you're on course.
Okay, well, let's start with housing, because are we talking about mostly people that go to military on-base housing, or a lot of families actually live off-base and are responsible for their own housing?
Right, well, we know that around half of our active duty members rent their home, which means the rest are living on-base or in their own residence, and that's really according to USAA's 2014 Home Member Trend Study. So we know that our members are out there renting and buying, and we're trying to make it comfortable to either live on a military installation or choose to live in the local communities.
All right. So what are some things people can, need to do, well, first of all, overall, to consider when planning the move, and maybe the first time or maybe the third time? What are the chief considerations for families?
You know, there are some key considerations when you're actually hearing for the first time that you are considering to make that move. Start setting aside money, and this is into perhaps a PCS fund. A lot of military families already have this. They might call it a rainy day fund, but this is something that I would personally put a stamp on it and say PCS fund. Have it available from one location to the next. And you want to prepare for the increased cost of living expenses or changes to the housing allowance in that new location. Sometimes our military personnel, they don't realize that there might be a change. And so you want to make sure that you understand how that is going to affect your pocketbook. And then, of course, we want to always take care of our looking ahead and taking the time to go and house hunt, if you will. It's called permissive temporary duty, and that's visiting the location before you move, and that's important to have eyes on the ground, and taking advantage of it if it's available is something you definitely want to do. And finally, if you are using credit cards when you are PCSing, you can always have those rates reduced to as low as 4% on current balances. And that's, of course, offered through USAA's bank credit cards, and that's through the Service Member Civil Relief Act, and that's SCRA.
With respect to that money you have to put away, that would be for things like if the new place has a moldy shower curtain and you've got to replace it before anyone steps in there, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, yes. I would say that there's many things that you're going to have to take care of, whether it's a down payment, putting money down up front, security deposits, things of that nature that you're not thinking about when you are on the road, but you wish you had that money available. It could be for items such as, you know, garbage cans. It could be for getting that shower curtain. You just don't know what's going to pop up once you get to your new location.
And what sort of support does the military provide families that are moving? I mean, they pay for the moving van and so forth, but, you know, how close does it come to what you would consider a corporate move?
Well, you know, of course they do pay for the move itself. And the great news about that is you're not putting an excessive amount of money out there from your personal pocket. But every time you move, there is going to be increased expenses. You're not really considering those things. And it could be eating out for the first week or so because your household goods have not arrived. So you just never know what's going to happen. And the PCS, when you're moving, and let me just back up a little bit, when you're moving, of course, the military is paying for your move, but some of our families choose to do a partial move on their own, or they actually can do their own personally procured move. And that used to be called a DITY move. And that's really important to know as well, because you can, and we don't want our, of course, listeners to jump into doing it on your own because that can cause stress. But that is also a consideration to make when you are moving is, do you want the military to do it all for you, or do you want to do it partially, or do you want to do it all on your own?
What would be the advantage of doing it on your own?
Some families look at the advantage of perhaps I can make a little bit of money off of that move. And it's really important to think about doing that. It seems like it's going to be an easy way to make a profit, but it can cause undue stress on the family. And when you get to that new location, finding someone to help you unpack can become somewhat of a challenge. And I can tell you personally, I have unpacked more homes than I've moved myself. So that's just the common theme that you find sometimes around military moves is you're unpacking families. But, you know, at the same time, it's a great opportunity to meet new faces and new families and make new friends.
We're speaking with Maggie Hahn. She's the Military Affairs Relationship Director for the USAA's Military Advocacy Group. And when you are contemplating, or you're being told, I guess, in most cases, that you're going to a new area, and you decide that the family is going to live off base, how do you know with such short notice what a good neighborhood will be? Are there signs you can drive through to say, hey, this might be the place?
Great question. Always in my family, we would always research that new location. I would research home values in my current community. I'd look at the values in the location where we were going to be moving to. And I would say online tools that you can use, you can actually go to USAA.com, and that's spelled with two A's, and you can search under the PCS. You can just actually search PCS, and you can get information on what it takes to move from one location to the next. You can get information out there online at personal sites that you typically go to, and check with the Chamber of Commerce is always another great idea. And then, of course, you have a relocation assistance program. Ask about that at your military installation. They can give you a lot of information to help that move and make it more smooth.
Now, the military operates the schools for military children, and there's 77,000 of them. So a lot of military families have young children. What are the considerations for them that should be part of this whole move calculus?
That's a great question as well. Moving with small children can, quote, be quite challenging. And the one thing that I would say is you always want to know where you're moving. What are the school systems like? And I would typically contact friends that would be at the next duty station. The one nice thing about the military is you can typically reach out to someone at that military installation that can help you, whether it be a family readiness center or a service center, and connect with someone that's already there. It's really important to make those connections because that's how you find out information to help with your move with your children. I know that for myself, I always would take that temporary or that permissive leave, go look for communities with maybe a little Tykes stroll rider out front or a basketball set, knowing that small children were in the area. That was always important to me. And then always looking at how are the school systems in this area? That was important. And how close are we to utilize the base services or the military installation services?
And a final question on the military spouse, because the military member will have work to go to and probably know a lot of people in the group or unit, and that's taken care of. What about the spouse? What kind of support can military members expect, especially from DOD, for spouses, if any?
We have a tremendous network, and I think that the listeners can attest to this, that the spouse community is so strong. And from speaking as a spouse myself, I know that I couldn't have done all the moves that I had done, whether it be the first or the fifth, without the support of my spouse, sisters, and brothers. The nice thing about being part of that big family is you learn tips and strategies to make it smooth as you go. And you can typically find someone in the group that knows where you're going to go to make that connection for you. And like anything else, it's maybe going into the commissary and making those connections. And that's just really how we survive and make it very fun and comfortable for everyone. So if the spouse is comfortable, it's going to roll to the children. They're going to be just as comfortable.
Isn't that the truth? Maggie Hahn is the Military Affairs Relationship Director for the United States Automobile Association's Military Advocacy Group. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.